Welcome to Five for the Day. As a youngster, I belonged to the organization called the Cubs. Every week, as we met, we had to say to our pack leader, "Ah, Kayla, we'll do our best," etc. I never graduated to the Scouts, but must have been one of the oldest Cubs the pack had ever known. Had I graduated to the Scouts, I would have learned their simple but profound motto, "Be prepared." One of the aims of these two movements created by Baden-Powell was to equip youngsters to be ready for just about any eventuality life may throw at them as they grew and continued on their pathway through life. You don't need me to tell you that we all need to be ready, be prepared, for many different events and occasions in life. Even if it's going on holiday, we need to be prepared so that when the time comes, we are ready to go. If it's a wedding or a special Big O celebration, we need to be prepared. We need to be ready for when the time comes. But what about when we reach the end of the journey of life and step from time into eternity? For that, more than anything, we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. One of the fundamental reasons we need to be ready is because however long we may have lived in this life, eternity eclipses it, as it will be forever. Another fundamental reason we need to be ready is because we never know when or how that final step will be taken. By way of contrast, I have recently been aware of the end of the journey for two people. One was a gentleman in his 80s, who'd been quite unwell and hospitalized for nearly 6 weeks. On the day in question, with his family at his bedside, he slipped quietly and painlessly from time into eternity. The other was a fit man in his 40s. Who woke one morning, said to his wife he didn't feel too grand, and within seconds had gone. No warning, no previous symptoms, no family there, just gone out into eternity. I had known the older man for years, and knew he had become a Christian in his teens, and had enjoyed his Lord's company in the fullest sense in all the intervening years. For him, death was a happy release, as he was now absent from his body and present with his Lord. That is the prospect for every believer in the Lord Jesus, no matter when, where, or how they leave this world. For those, however, like the other gentlemen, who have lived life without the Saviour, they have to face eternity without the Saviour. After all, if we don't want him in time, then sadly he will not want us in eternity, and we shall have to face it without him. That is why there is a vital need to be prepared, to be ready. Each of us has now, and the Bible says, "Now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation." None of us is promised tomorrow, and the Bible confirms this when it says, "Boast not yourself of tomorrow, for you don't know what a day will bring forth." You may have considered the need to be ready. You may have deliberately put off being ready. I implore you today, forget everything and everybody else. Be prepared. Be ready. For once in eternity, there is no action replay, no second chance. Be sure you are prepared. Be sure you are ready by asking God today to forgive all your sins, past, present, and future. And he will forgive you. And in a moment, you will be ready for all eternity. May the Lord help you to take this step.